C-O-J-W-S.
Change it.
Well, I'll come to that. I didn't change it here. I mean, over there, I changed it over here. Came here.
What, do you remember what kind of a house it was?
Oh, yes, it was a nice brick. Well, it was wooden, and of course they remodeled it.
Yeah.
And we had a grocery store downstairs, and our living quarters were upstairs. And we had, our grandmother lived with us, of course. She lived up to her head and in the
what?
Grandmother.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good. That's a very good sign.
That was my mother's mother.
Yeah. And
see, I remember some of these.
You remember everything. And what language did you speak?
Well, German.
German.
That's right.
Any Yiddish?
Yeah, Yiddish too. Too. Yiddish and German.
Did you belong to any organizations in the town? Did they have any clubs?
Well, of course, at that time they did. They had theatrical groups.
Yeah. Oh, you belong to one?
Well, I, and then I sang in the choir with my dad.
In the show?
In the show. But, of course, my sisters, you know, Branya and Lisa were in the theatrical group.
Uh-huh. Did you have any non-Jewish friends in your town, or most of the Jews?
Well, I had non-Jews too, boys that I went to school with. Yeah.
In the synagogue, we sang, what was it, big?
It was like in a round circle, like this is laid out.
Yeah.
And we belonged to the main one, and then they had three small ones surrounded by it. And it was called, yeah, it was called the Schneiderische, you know.
Oh, there.
Yeah, and I don't know how, you know, different, but... different shuls, but it was laid out in a circle, and then they had a
all
main
the shuls were in that
in
one, circle.
One circle. That's right.
And
yeah.
Each one went
had a different name.
Yeah.
You know, like in the old country, they used to say the Schneiders belonged to a shul, and the
families.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's very interesting. And what kind of a school did you have?
Well, I went to public school there. Of course, I was 13 when I left.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So you had
yeah. Few years of school, and then I went to about 1 year of gymnasium, it's called.
At that time, did you or your family think about Palestine at all?
Well, no, it wasn't.
Wasn't
that was never discussed.
And why did you decide to leave?
Well, there's a long story. My dad died. He was in the First World War.
Yeah.
He was captured by... was it the Russians? And when he came out of the war, he caught pneumonia and he passed away. Of course, at that time, they didn't have these different drugs like penicillin, which might have saved him.
Yeah.
And he just died. And I have an uncle living here in Pittsburgh after my dad died. That was my dad's brother.
He had been here.
He had been here
yeah.
for years. He worked in the bank, and he sent us all
affidavits
to come to this country.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one that picked myself and up and left. I was young,
yeah.
And the others remained there. Of course,
yeah.
My mother didn't want to leave her mother.
Yeah.
And then she didn't want me to go in the army too at that time. At that time, I think when you became 15,
yeah.
She didn't want me to go at all, period.
Yeah.
But I decided that rather, you know, I'd leave.
And you came to Pittsburgh because your uncle was here.
Yeah.
And you traveled all by yourself?
All by myself.
Yeah, did you meet
yeah.
any landsmen?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from New York you came here?
Came to Pittsburgh.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Did anyone meet you in New York?
No.
No?
They just put a name on me and put me on the cab, in the cab.
Some Jewish organization?
Organization, no? Yeah. And
send you here by
send
train?
Me, yeah, by train, and then I... My uncle was living in Glenwood at that time.
Yeah.
He worked for the Hazelwood Bank.
Where's Glenwood? Outside
Pittsburgh. That's near Hazelwood, yeah. Outside of Pittsburgh.
And he met you here?
Yeah.
And where did you first live when you came with him?
I lived with him in Glenwood.
In Glenwood. You remember your first day when you came?
Kind of vague, I mean.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't speak no English.
Yeah. Yeah. And... let's see now. Do you remember how long your family lived in the town where you were born? How far back had they just come?
Well, I was just an infant. when we left, I think I remember the town.
When you were little. But I mean, had your grandparents lived in the same town as you?
No, they lived in Poland.
In Poland, then
yeah.
they came to Bukovina.
Well, it changed about three times. First, it belonged to Bukovina.
Yeah.
Then the Germans took it over. Then it belonged to Romania. Then Russia took it over. Now it's back.
For Romania.
No, then Romanian. It's back. It's Russia now.
Again.
I think Bronya can tell you more about that.
Yeah. Well, my family actually comes from
Is there
Romania. I don't know too much about it, but they do. Let's see now. When you first came here, what did you start to do? What did you start to do?
Well, I went to...
I
went to Glenwood School, public school, for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And then afterwards I started to work.
Yeah. You learned English
in school. School.
Yeah.
Of course, there was only three Jewish families living in Glenwood at that time.
And then what kind of work did you
do? I went to work at the B&O shops.
Yeah.
Just the labor. Right.
And were you disappointed when you came here?
Well, the first year, I actually missed my family very much. I wanted to go back several times.
Yeah.
But then after a year, I kind of got over it.
And then the first 5 years, did you ever feel sort of like you weren't treated right because you were an immigrant?
People were all right. Of course, I had to make my own way.
Did you bring anything with you when you came?
Nothing, just clothes on my back.
That's all. When you came here, did you find any change in the climate, in the food,
I adjusted myself pretty good.
Right
from the beginning. I mean, there were certain foods here that they had, of course, we didn't have over in Europe.
And the home you lived in, your uncle's, That was a house.
At that time, they didn't have too many apartments.
And he lived in a non-Jewish area?
Non-Jewish area. We were the only Jewish family there.
And did you feel at home there?
I even remember the street. Well, at first I didn't, actually. But then afterwards, I got kind of adjusted.
Was it a religious house?
No,
not too much. Yeah. Were you more religious?
I did. Yes, for a fact, my mother, when I left, made me take along my Fritz Willem and Carlos in the orders to...
Well, did you feel a little funny to see that the Jews here were not so religious?
I did.
It was a funny feeling.
Yeah, funny feeling, right.
And did you change after that yourself?
Well, later on, of course, I just couldn't help it. I mean, there wasn't any shul out there. I mean,
so you had to change it, right?
Change, well, practically, yeah.
Did you keep kosher?
Well, they didn't.
They didn't.
They did not.
No.
No. My uncle never.
Never
believed
it. Observed
it.
Now let's see. Do you remember what you got paid in your first job in that B&O shop?
About 30 cents an hour.
And you probably worked long hours.
Long hours, that's right.
If they were asking here, if you had to live this part of your life over again, would you again do the same thing, that kind of work, or would you look for something else? Or didn't you have much choice?
Well, actually, I didn't have much choice.
Yeah.
Let's put that.
And did you have a union there already?
Oh, yes.
You had a union?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And how long did you work there?
About 3 years.
And then you changed to work?
Well, I left for New York to see an uncle of mine.
Yeah.
And, a cousin of mine got married, so I took a trip to New York.
Yeah.
And when I came there, I kind of liked the city so much that I remained there for about 4 or 5 years.
So you were here about three years
at the shop. Then when I come back to get my job back, they had seniority there, and they told me I'd just have to wait to get back. So I never
went back
there again.
So then what did you do when you started again?
I started in as a salesman.
Right, on your own?
on my own. I sold jewelry, of course. Now I've been in the insurance business for the past 35 years.
So this was after that job.
Yeah.
And when did you move?
I did all types of jobs, let's put it that way. I worked for the Western Union as a messenger boy.
And in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Right in the beginning?
In New York, I worked in the hat factory when I got there.
Yeah.
I believe it was called the Washington Mills. They used to make ladies' hats.
When did you meet your wife?
After I came back from New York.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
And how old were you when you were married?
Well, I was, I would say approximately 29 years old.
And was she about the same age?
Well, she's about 3 years younger than me.
Uh-huh. And, well, then you remember the date of your marriage.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
May 10th, 1936.
And you got married in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, yeah. B'nai Israel. Synagogue.
In B'nai Israel.
Yeah.
How long did you know her before you were married?
I didn't know her too long.
No.
No, I guess they had a store up on Clark and Townsend, and I went in to buy a Coca-Cola.
Where's that, in Pittsburgh? Or
that's on the Hill District,
yeah,
where all the Jews lived at one time.
Right.
See, they never had a too much of a Squirrel Hill. I went in to buy Coca-Cola, and she was behind the counter, and it was a very warm day, and I said, why don't you take off? Ask your mother if she'll let you go swimming. We went swimming.
And that was it.
That was started the romance.
if you had stayed in your hometown in Europe, do you think you would have had a prearranged marriage? Did they prearrange in there at that time? The parents arranged marriages, or the young people picked their own husbands and wives?
Well, I really don't know how that.
Too young.
Too young to.
Uh-huh.
Did you check this?
Thank you very much. Did any of your friends or family here marry non-Jews?
My family?
Yeah, here in Pittsburgh.
Well, I have a son that recently got
married. I mean the family when you came, you know. The uncles or the friends who were your contemporaries when you came here, when you got married.
Yeah.
Did anyone marry non-Jews that time, or mostly Jewish people? Among your close friends?
I have. You mean friends or close relatives?
Yeah, at that time,
I have
when
cousins.
You got married.
Cousins that married.
In the 30s?
Yeah.
That married.
Yeah.
And did the family get very shocked?
Well,
married?
They did. They certainly did.
They did.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who made the important decisions in your home? Your wife or you?
Well,
that's a personal question.
I make all the decisions.
I mean,
well, it's both. We consult each other. Let's put it that way.
The point that they're trying to ask is, is it like it was in Europe where the father...
No, we consult each other. I mean, if anything comes up, why...
You discuss it.
Yeah, we discuss it. That's right. I don't think that's a European custom, is it? Where
usually the father is the boss, I think. Now, did you go to Haider at all here? Did you go to Hebrew school?
No.
Not in this country at all.
I went in Europe to Hebrew school.
In Europe?
Yeah, to Haider.
And how did you feel when you got to that school in Glenwood where you lived? How did
Not too good. Let's put it that way. I mean, I was kind of fell out of place.
And how were the
schoolmates? Well, I had some rough times there.
Yes,
I did.
All the time or just
at
the beginning?
No, right after, I would say the beginning there for the first three months. Till I picked the language up.
Then they accepted
you? Accepted me.
More.
Yeah, but it wasn't still, let's put it that way, it wasn't still
perfect.
Did
you like music? Did you play any instrument? Any musical instrument?
Well, I played the piano for a while. I took lessons, but I didn't keep it up to Didn't have time for it.
You were too busy.
Too busy.
Did you go to any Yiddish theater or any other theater when you came here?
Yes, I did. Yeah, New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
And here, did they have Yiddish theater?
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No, but in New York, I've seen several shows with Morris Schwartz, Molly Pickman, and even this Paul Muni, his name used to be Weizen. He was on the Jewish stage before he played, because I was very much interested in Jewish plays. Of course, then afterwards, why they broke all these, there wasn't any more plays. They stopped them. So.
Did you get any chance to attend any lectures here in the Y or any other
places? Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And did you go to the library after
yes.
you got here?
Yes.
Did you read English newspapers or Yiddish newspapers?
Well, English, after I got to know the language, and German.
German,
that's right.
You had German newspapers in
Canada? Oh, yes. Yeah, they had them. Yeah. And Jewish, too. I could read Jewish.
Yeah. Did you join any organizations here in America?
You mean the beginning?
The first few years.
Well, there was a...
Yeah,
on Center Avenue there was a group, I forgot the name, it's so far back. So Works for Rhine or something like that. That's right. They had lectures. It was mostly people from all over Europe.
And was it a social group?
Social group and lecture group. We had social affairs.
And did you belong to any organizations that gave charity, like we have?
Well, we belong to the Y.
And for the entertainment, for a good time, you went to that other group.
And also I attended many of things at the YWHA. Where they had basketball games.
Did you play or did you?
I used to play a little bit in basketball and went to their dances.
Uh-huh. And what was that? Mostly
younger.
In that group?
No,
or
it was a mixture.
It was a mixture.
Of course, they didn't. The Jewish population wasn't as big then as it is today. Yeah.
And your own children. Did they get any Jewish education?
Yes, they did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hebrew Institute, they went.
After school.
After school. And, of course, I belonged to B'nai Amona. We lived on the other side of Squirrel Club. I was active in that synagogue.
Yeah. And the school. Children went to Hebrew school?
Hebrew
there
school.
Too, or
yeah.
Hebrew,
well, my oldest one went to Hebrew Institute. My younger boy went to B'nai Amona. After that, they had a school.
Were they bar mitzvah?
Yes, both of them.
Yeah. And what kind of education did they get? You said your oldest son is an anthropologist.
Well, no, my oldest son is a, he took up art history. He's an artist.
That's the older one.
And the younger boy is an anthropologist.
Where did they study both of them?
My older boy went to Pitt and Oberlin.
Did they go to Taylor
Oliver? Oh, high school, yeah. Both of them went to Taylor Oliver.
And then he went to Oberlin, the older one?
The older one went to Pitt first and then to Oberlin College, which is an art school.
Did he get a master's?
He got his master's last year.
Art history. Uh-huh. And the other one?
And my younger boy went to Taylor Oliver High School. Then he went to Antioch for his bachelor's. Mm-hmm. And from Antioch, he went to England for a year, London School of Economics.
Yeah.
And then he went into Harvard.
Yeah, very good schools.
He must have been the best.
Very good students.
He took the best.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Did you feel that your children were raised very differently here from the way you were raised in Europe?
Absolutely.
Yes. More freedom?
More freedom.
And...
there was no barriers like they had in Europe, let's put it this way.
You mean between the Jews and the
Muslims? I mean, it's more, they're a little more
free. Did you ever have any problems raising them because you were an immigrant and they were American born?
Well, they had their own ideas. I mean, of course, now I've changed, the first few years. But there was no problem.
No problem.
We understood each other.
Yeah.
Where I was wrong, Dave probably would correct me, and which I would listen. And
the same
applied to
How long after you got here did you become an American citizen?
See, you actually have to be here 5 years
yeah.
before you apply for it.
Yeah.
So it must have been 5 years after.
You became a citizen in
Pittsburgh
or New York?
Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. And do you remember in what election you first voted? By any chance?
25. Coolidge. Coolidge.
What party did you vote for?
Well, I've changed. I belong to the Republicans, and then I changed to the Democrats, and back to the. I'm actually a Democrat
now.
Right now.
When you first voted, you voted for the Republicans.
I think it
you
was
think?
The Republicans. I'm
Do you remember
sure.
why did you?
Or wait a minute. It could be. See, I just don't recall this.
Was it maybe because your uncle was a Republican?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. That's he might have swayed me.
You.
Yeah.
Were you active in politics? In
no,
country?
I wasn't no, active at all. Yet.
Do you remember when you first came here and any prominent Americans that made a big impression on you? Or didn't have anybody that you really thought of as being special?
Well, I think this President Roosevelt was one of the finest presidents.
Made a big impression on you. When did you first see a colored person? Do you remember that?
Oh my!
I mean,
of course, we didn't have. We didn't
mind.
We didn't have to. We might have had where I lived in Glenwood, two colored families at that time when I went to Glenwood School.
Were you
two
very
much surprised?
When you saw?
Right.
Yeah, but you didn't have any. No,
none of that.
No. Who were the people that you first became friendly with when you came here? Do you remember that? What kind of people they were? You know, were they mostly the Jewish people, non-Jewish people, or people?
Well, there was actually only
with
about four Jewish families in Hazelwood and Glenwood, and they're the first ones that I became acquainted with because they had sons of my age.
Right.
Yeah.
And. Did you stay friends with any of these people?
For a while, till we got married and we separated in different directions. And
you're not friendly with those?
No. Once in a while, I may give them a call. Or,
yeah.
But there's still a couple of them still in Pittsburgh.
Did you, when you had Jewish holidays, when you first came to Glenwood, did you celebrate together with the other families? Or
yes, I observed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had Seder?
Seder and everything, yeah.
Your uncle didn't?
My uncle, he was, he...
I mean, you went to your
friend's
house.
That's right, yeah.
Did you keep in touch with the relatives in Europe those first times?
Oh, yes.
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 When did
Very
your
much.
Family follow you? Nobody came?
Nobody came till my sister, Bronya, came here about 8 years ago, I believe.
And you kept in touch with
I
them
I kept in touch
years?
With them all the time. Of course, several times I lost track during the war, you know,
yes.
where they moved them around. And
did
and
you
did.
Keep in touch with anybody else from your hometown
no,
or any other part
nothing,
of the world?
No,
just
the family.
Well, I think we covered all the questions. That's about it. Unless there's anything else you want to add.
Well, actually, there's nothing else I can add.
Did you ever feel very disappointed here? That's one of the things.
No, I feel this way. If I wouldn't came to come over here at that time, if I wouldn't have left, I probably might not be living today.
Yeah. And you yeah. never felt here that you were mistreated that, or that you were
no,
being an immigrant?
No, I don't think so. It's everybody treated me fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
And you were glad you
It's only the first... couple of years. Actually, till you become acquainted, you know, and you learn the language, that's the hardest thing. After you master the language,
everything.
In
general, you can have these two things.
That's right.
That's what they want to know.
And maybe that's one of those things, what they say in Jewish is b'sher.
B'sher.
So.
Well, that's about it.
And this country has been very good to me. regrets.
Is there anything you would have...
The only thing is I miss my family very much.
That's you, yeah. If you had something to do over again now, is there anything you would have done up differently if you could think of it?
Well...
I mean, have you ever thought that you would have done something differently?
I would have liked to have followed an education and become a professional man.
But of course, I didn't have the chance. It wasn't a matter of choice.
That's right.
But otherwise, you would have done things pretty much the way you did. Okay.